The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. At Lyle Swithenbank is myself, LyleSwithenbank. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. We love all of that, and on Spotify and wherever else you can rate and review or you're listening to this show. We appreciate all the support. You know who needs our support? The Pelicans. Two games left after a rambunctious, how's that for a word to get your Saturday morning started, victory against the Portland Trailblazers. Pelicans pull out a 127-94 victory. Portland undermanned, came to play as per, but the Pelicans proved too strong. Getting right into it, we were told before the game that Brandon Ingram was sitting this game out with some right hamstring soreness. I'd say this is a tactical rest just to make sure he's fully healthy before we get into the crunch games of this back-to-back coming up with the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis and then the Golden State Warriors, a late one back in the Smoothie King Center to round out season 21-22. I can't believe we've got here, honestly. To think where the Pelicans started, and I know I started last episode with a big heartfelt tribute, I guess, to the Pelicans, but it really is something that we should be proud of, and it makes you feel good as a fan. Proud of your team, proud of these guys and what they've managed to achieve despite all of the odds stacked against them. Yeah, really impressive. So, let's dive into the game. As I said, no Brandon Ingram, so in place of him, we got Devontae Graham starting. So we went in with a starting lineup of DG, CJ, Herb, Jackson, and Jonas Valanciunas, who returned after that sore ankle last game, who was out. Honestly, Portland came to play, and while they have an undermanned squad, and they've got a whole heap of young guys that obviously are trying to fight for their basketball relevancy and to hang around in the NBA, and this is an audition for them. You know, we talked about that. They had some really high points. Drew Eubanks again had 20 points. He was fantastic for them. 6'9" center playing against Jonas Valanciunas. He was everywhere. He's mastered the 2 feet in the paint little hook shot, jump hook, and yeah, he made that work for him all night. Keon Johnson with 8 assists. Perry off the bench with 15. He's got a nice jumper as well for a big man. And Ellaby had 17 points, splashing a couple of threes despite the fact that he's a career 20% three-point shooter. He decided to find bottom in this game. So, what did we like? We came out the gates and we played our style. Portland held on for that first quarter. We managed to take a 5-point lead in that first quarter. Really good ball movement is something that I think we can all say was good. We stuck to the defensive game plan, managed to force them turning the ball over numerous times. 22 turnovers we caused on the night and took care of it at our end, 11. I suppose the big thing that I really liked was that we turned those 22 turnovers into 36 points off turnovers. And I think that is just unreal, that every time we turn the ball over, we manage to score and more. You know, that was really impressive, getting out and running and really putting them to the sword when you had that opportunity, making the most of those turnovers, especially the live ball turnovers, and then getting out and running. And we saw some great transition plays throughout the game, particularly Jose just commanding the rock and managing to get himself a cheeky 9 assists by turning around and dumping off to the big man now and then. They missed a couple or got fouled on, and no doubt he'd be salty about that, but I think he would swallow the pride of not getting 10 assists by getting the victory, which, you know, he's one of the most humble guys you can come across from all reports, and I'm sure he's just happy with the team result. So, second quarter, we started to pull away, dropped 32 on them, 24 to them, and we were off to the races. Again, the bench contributed, the starters were going ballistic. CJ came out of the first quarter and was just, well, first half even, and was just lights out. He was incredible. And when you've got the opportunity to beat teams like this, it's not about winning in the first quarter and then just smooth sailing. It's about chipping away and building these big leads. Third quarter, more of the same, dropped 36, which was our most we've dropped in the game in a quarter. So 36 to 24 and really blew them out. And thankfully, that meant that after the 9-day road trip and a late flight in, the guys got to have a rest. The starters got to have a rest at the end of the game. We still managed to drop 26 to 18 on them and kept everyone under 30 minutes. How's that? So you get a day off, head to Memphis, and you've had a bit of a rest. So great to see. And honestly, another one of those games where the guys came out and played together. Played their roles, were stars in their roles. And even when the deep bench came on with the 7 minutes to go, guys like Tony Snell coming, Jared Harper on the two-way, come in with the last 5 minutes, had 8 points in 5 minutes. He was unreal, as we know, Birmingham Squadron's favourite, Jared Harper. He's signed that two-way deal now in place of Jose being elevated. And so we should see some more of him coming up throughout, I guess, up until the last two games. And I think two-ways are ineligible to play in playoffs, should we get there. But regardless, just a great team. Great team win, pardon me. And great team. I'm not going to discount that. Over at the team stats, this is something that I alluded to previously. They managed to shoot 52% from the field, but only 69 shots. Now, what we did was drop 93 shot attempts on them, hit 44 of them, 47%. 13 three-pointers. We were letting it fly from deep. 13 to 37, which was 35%. They hit 11. They were very good at holding them, keeping themselves in check throughout with the three-pointers. Free throws, we had 31 free throw attempts, made 26 of them to their 13. And it was really the aggressiveness of getting in the paint. The big guys got in there, got fouled, shot free throws, and made free throws. It was fantastic to see, leaving only 5 on the at the stripe. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. 31 assists, and we know when we hit those assists, we win. Anytime we get up around that 28 mark, we're almost guaranteed to win from what we've had a look at. And that being an assist to turnover ratio of 31 assists to only 11 turnovers. So 3-1. You're setting each other up. You get 31 assists on 44 made field goals. That's unbelievable. First quarter, it was 20. First half, pardon me, it was 20 assists on 25 made shots. I mean, come on. It's fantastic. Can't ask for much more than that. Blocks, we had one block and they had 4. And boy, oh boy, was it probably one of the best blocks I've ever seen. Herb Jones, I'm sure you've seen the video by now all over Twitter. He rotated off the baseline, charged out and managed to block the jump shooter's shot. The ball goes into the backcourt. He runs it down into a layup. And I don't think I've ever seen a guy move as quickly and as athletically as that. That was on a defensive rotation. That was just unbelievable. And after the game, Herb thought he was going to pump fake. unfortunately, he didn't, and he got the block. And, well, fortunately for Herb, I guess, and he ran down and laid it up. It was just fantastic. And, again, echoes the sentiment that we think he should be in the all-defensive teams because he has just been unreal. Whether he's a rookie or not, he's been absolutely unreal, and all credit to him for having the season that he has. Another big stat that I really liked was 23 offensive rebounds to 3. We got second chance points. There was possessions where we got 3 or 4 second chance points, the second, third, fourth chance points, or attempts at least. And that was great to see because it meant that the tall ball was working. And by running out the Jonas, the Jackson Hayes, the Larry Nance and Billy Hernan Gomez lineups, the tall ball, we were just absolutely smashing them because they were small. And one thing you can't teach is you can't teach tall. And if the ball's up there, and we did very well at getting the ball to the big guys without having to bring the ball down or silly bounce passes at their ankles, put it up high, let them grab it, and let them finish. And we saw that with the stats that the big guys had. Really fantastic to see that. And using the advantage that you had, that was great. I'm really stoked with how we played. Over at the box score, CJ McCollum, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals in only 28 minutes. 9 of 19, 5 of 10 from 3. And like I said, he was unbelievable in terms of shooting the ball. Herb Jones had 25 minutes. He was 9 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 of 6. And the block and highlight of the game, absolutely. Jackson Hayes in 24 minutes had 11 and 3, and he was athletic. He was all over the shop. He was getting to the bucket and dunking it. And yeah, he was great. Jonas, 21 minutes, 14 and 8. Missed out on that double-double, but I mean, only had to play 21 minutes. So you're happy with that? 5 of 11, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, and had 3 offensive rebounds. Herb Jones had 5 offensive rebounds by way of update. And Devontae Graham in 19 minutes, starting at the point guard spot, had 6 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 of 4 shooting, so cooled off a little bit after the last game where he was fantastic. But again, switching roles all the time, you're trying to find your place in the team and in the offense. So he did his job, got him a couple of 5 assists and didn't have a turnover, so I'll take that as a win. Big Billy Hernan Gomez in 25 minutes, had 17 and 14. He's a walking double-double. He was unbelievable. He also had 7 free throw attempts, which he hit all of them, 7 of 7, which when your big man can come up and shoot the free throws, well, you're laughing then. He was fantastic, and all credit to him for staying ready. He's been in and out of the rotation all year, and every time he comes and plays, he basically double-doubles, gets out of bed and double-doubles basically, and as the positive sort of spark around the team, you see him at all of these different team events and when he's interviewed, and his warmth and his generosity, and you know, Jose signing the contract, he was there. Every time he's asked about his teammates, he says nothing but glowing things, and he is just the biggest advocate for his own teammates, and what a fantastic guy to have in a workplace as well as on your team. I'd be pretty stoked having him, and when he's successful, everyone else is happy for him, which is something that on a lot of teams, I don't know if that translates, but we see it here, and we've got to bottle that up and keep it going into the end of the year. Jose, 21 minutes, 7 points, 1 rebound, 9 assists, and 4 steals. We saw him get his hand in the cookie jar plenty of times. He was getting hold of it and tried his sneaky one off to the side, but I think people are getting hold of it now because the NBA, as they do, decided to make highlight reels out of it, and everyone's seen it. So now they know that he might be sneaking around, but no doubt he will get some people unawares who may have missed that on the scouting report. Larry Nance, 17 minutes and 16 seconds. As long as Trey Murphy had the same amount. He had 12, 5, 1 assist, 5 of 7 shooting, and Trey Murphy, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 4 of 9 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3, walked straight into the game and hit a 3, and oh my lord, he was great. Trey Murphy's confidence has gone through the roof, and you got to be happy with that. Najee Marshall played 12 minutes, had 3 points. As I said, Gary Clark came on, 7 minutes, didn't score, tried to do a big putback, but missed it, unfortunately. Tony Snell, 5 points and 2 boards in 7 minutes, and Garrett Temple come on, got a steal straight away, and then my main man, Jared Harper came on and, 5 minutes, 8 points. He was great. And hit his three free throws. He got fouled on a three-point attempt. He was great. I am so stoked that he's getting an opportunity, and hopefully he can hang around with the team and get the same success that guys like Jose and other two-way guys have got throughout the year. So, all in all, fantastic result. We'll go to a break now. When we come back, we'll do the three key takeaways. We'll talk about the Zion Williamson interview, well, his dad's interview, stepdad's interview, pardon me, with Lee Anderson on the Jordy Colotta show, and
then we'll wrap up.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So thank you to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Get yourself 100% deposit match bonus. Do all of your gambling over there. Gamble responsibly, of course, but treat yourself. If you do want to have a flutter, go and do it at mybookie.ag. In addition, go and check out manscaped.com. Use the code ETHOS20 with the 20, the numerals at the end of the code. At checkout, that will give you 20% off and free shipping. Go and check out everything they got over there, including the Lawnmower 4.0, fantastic device for shaving. And treat yourself over there. That code again is ETHOS20.
And Sports Ethos Daily Fantasy Partner is ThriveFantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up to get yourself 100% deposit match bonus.
And 2 or 4 free game tickets. Can't get that anywhere else. So use that code. If you're into your daily fantasy, go and check that out. And if you need some tips and tricks, go and check out our DFS team over at sportsethos.com. And check out all of the stuff. The fantasy guys, the team reporting. There's plenty of other teams that we cover as well. And we continue to grow. And if you are interested in joining Sports Ethos, you should bail us up and I can pass your details on, because we're always looking for more people to join and great people to join a great organization.
So how's that? Not bad. And finally, go and protect your identity online. You need to check out expressvpn.com/hoopball.
That will give you an extra 3 months when you sign up to a 12-month subscription with ExpressVPN. That website, again, is expressvpn.com/hoopball. Tell them Lyle sent you.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as per the norm, and as I was before the break and during the break and all that sort of carry on. We are going to do our three key takeaways from the game. Number one, gosh, I feel like a broken record, but when we win, we play together. The ball was moving. We had 31 assists. Everyone was playing for one another. They were having fun out there. There was some plays to one another where Jackson was pointing at his teammates, running back after a big dunk. And, you know, to see these guys play for one another gives you hope that they could make some absolute noise in the playing. There's no reason why they can't beat the Spurs, and there's no reason why they can't beat the Clippers, or it looks like it's going to be the Timberwolves, I think. So we've beaten them all before, so who knows? But when we play together, we definitely play better, taking care of the basketball and taking advantage of the advantages that we have. If we're playing tall and they're playing small, then go inside, punish them, and then shoot your free throws and hit them. You know, make them fail you. So really like that that team cohesion and playing together. That's something that I think we have really, really, really achieved. Key takeaway number two, we managed to route this team without Brandon Ingram. At the start of the season, if we had no Brandon Ingram, we had no hope. Had no hope whatsoever. And now with the acquisition of CJ and the deeper team and guys playing their roles and starring in their roles, we are a full basketball team. A complete basketball team that the next man up mentality is so, it rings true, and people trust one another and people are confident in their abilities to be able to come up and deliver when it's their turn to play. We've seen that. Trey Murphy, who else came in? Jared Harper, you know, come off the bench and had 8 points. Billy Hernan Gomez, I talked about him earlier on. Same thing. Staying ready, being a star in your role, and we win together. And that's been a big turnaround for me. I think that's been fantastic. And I think the third key takeaway is we can't rest on our laurels. That was fun. It was great. And I'm sure in the Smoothie King Center, people were going off. They were loving it. In front of your home crowd, everyone was up and about. And the players commented about that at the end of the game. That basically six men on the court when the crowd is up and about. We can't rest on our laurels. We need to come out and take on a Memphis Grizzlies team that is fantastic. They are so deep. They're very similar to how the Pelicans are playing at the minute. And when their stars are out, they're still good. They're still winning. So you can't take them lightly. That being said, we need to win either this game or the Warriors game to secure the ninth spot. Either Spurs lose a game or we take hold of our own destiny and win. And then that way we get to host the play-in game in the ninth spot at the Smoothie King Center. And I think that has to be the goal. So we need to lock in. We've had a day's rest or so, and then an early game over in Memphis. We need to go out there, take care of business, and, you know, secure our own fate. And don't leave it to a game at home against a Warriors team at a weird time. It's like 8:30 at night on a Sunday, which I don't know about the scheduling, but it is important that that we take care of business. So that were the three key takeaways. Now, before I wrap up, there was the interview with Lee Anderson. You may have heard it. I mean, it was a couple of days ago now, about Zion Williamson. It was clearly a bit of a puff piece to try to let people know that Zion's ready to go. He has advanced to 5-on-5 play now in scrimmages. So does that mean he's far away? I don't know. I don't think so. That's sort of the step before you play basketball, isn't it? So they're saying that he's 100% ready to go. He loves playing in New Orleans. There was a whole heap of things that he talked about. You can go and listen to that. I'm sure it's on YouTube and all over Twitter. But the good news is that Zion wants to be here, and he wants to be a part of what we're building. He came home from Portland a month early because he wanted to be a part of what the guys were building. He wanted to be a part of this team chemistry. And if that doesn't say anything, well, I don't know. I think Willie Green's a home run. A direct quote, they righted the ship by getting Willie Green. So read into that as you want. But Willie Green, is a fantastic coach. We've seen that. He won't get Coach of the Year, but it's not going to stop us campaigning for it. And he got Zion to buy in. From all reports, Zion has bought in. If we can get him on the court, I don't know. People have speculated about whether or not we bring him straight back into the starting lineup or off the bench, and I don't know. I'm not a coach, so I'll let them make their own decisions. But if he comes back, look out, because that team is unreal. You had an all-NBA talent. Even if he comes back and he's three-quarters of the bloke that he was as he gets his legs under him, imagine that as a boost. I don't know. I'm going to keep a lid on it, but just know that there are conversations that have been happening that, from Lee Anderson himself, stepdad of Zion, that he's ready to go. So once the team clears him, well, who knows? It's exciting times, and hopefully he's back. We'll see what happens. So to conclude, to wrap up, great win against Portland. Exciting times about Zion, who knows? And finally, let's go beat these Grizzlies. Let's go over there and take care of business. It is an early game, so I won't be watching it live. I think it's 6 a.m. my time, which is a little bit early for me on a Sunday morning. I'll tell you that for free. If you can get over there, go and have a look. And I know a few fans have traveled to Memphis to go and have a look. So enjoy that. Have fun in Memphis. It is a fun city. And let's go Pels. I'll leave it at that. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Stay safe. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.